On Wednesday, the U.S. team aboard the good yacht Oracle completed a startling comeback on the high seas and won the America's Cup. The team from New Zealand had built a lead of 8-1 over the foundering Yanks, lending alleged experts, such as the Wall Street Journal's Stu Wu, to conclude that the U.S. was sunk, so to speak. Stu, what happened?
Look, I had my bags packed, my ticket booked, and so did all the other journalists in the media room, especially the ones from New Zealand. It turns out we were completely wrong. Oracle won 8 in a row. It was one of the greatest comebacks in sporting history. It goes right up there with, I think, you know, the 2004 Boston Red Sox.
Well, I don't want you to get too technical on us here, but the U.S. team didn't just go out and buy another boat, right?
No. The great thing about this, though, is that you can tweak a boat between a race. This isn't like the Olympics. This is also an equipment race. So if you can find some way to get a little bit more speed out of your boat between the races, you can pull off a comeback like this.
And tell me at least a little about how the U.S. team did that.
There are two things they did. The first thing was they got a lot more aggressive with gambling with the wind conditions. And let me give you an example. There's a long pole in front of the boat that's used for a sail that's only for light wind. And they were sailing with that for the first week, and there was only strong wind then. But it's sort of like carrying an umbrella with you when the forecast calls for only a 40% chance of rain. So in the second and third weeks of racing, they ditched the umbrella, and they said, okay, if it rains, well, you know, game over. But it didn't rain. The other thing they did, they were sailing upwind in this mode that was taking the most direct route towards the upwind mark. New Zealand was taking a less direct route, but they were able to go a lot faster because of these boats have this ability to balance on these boards called foils. Mm. Now, to do that, you have to take a less direct route upwind, but this way you get to go faster. So it turns out going faster in a less direct route is better.
We spoke 2 weeks ago about what winning the America's Cup would mean to New Zealand, a seafaring nation if ever there was one. What does winning it mean to the U.S., where yacht racing is not among the most popular competitions?
That's a great question. There were 19 races in this America's Cup, and there were not a whole lot of American fans until race 19. Mm. A lot of bandwagoners showed up, and, you know, to be fair, they cheered. They were great. You look, whatever happens afterwards, this was a success for Larry Ellison. This was the best possible outcome. He gets to keep the America's Cup, and he got a nation very briefly to tune into a yachting race. I think that if yachting can't take off after this, I don't know what it needs.
And Larry Ellison, of course, is the billionaire who sponsored the boat.
Exactly, and he spent more than $100 million to win this race.
As we established in our earlier conversation, lots of the crew members on Oracle are New Zealanders, and then there's a Brit and some Australians. So did New Zealand sort of win, even though they lost?
I don't think you can say they won. All those guys in New Zealand were readying the party. They had booked vacations to just celebrate this victory, and they were on the brink of celebration for a week. In a way, they did win. They had less money, and they were still able to push it to the brink. But you've got to be disappointed. How can you not win 1 out of 8 match point races?
All right. We have gotten emails from listeners suggesting that Oracle's victory constitutes the greatest comeback in America's Cup history. Are they right?
Technically, they're right. There was the 1983 America's Cup where Australia was down 3-1 and then they won the next three. But that was a best of 7 series. This is a best of 19 series that the United States won. So I would have to give the edge to Oracle this year.
Stu Wu is a sports reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Stu, thank you very much for joining me and for being such a good sport as well.
Thank you. I appreciate you giving me the chance to defend myself.